One niece still remained unmarried, Belinda Portman, of whom she was determined to get rid with all convenient expedition. Belinda was handsome, graceful, sprightly, and highly accomplished. Her aunt had endeavoured to teach her that a young lady's chief business is to please in society, that all her charms and accomplishments should be invariably subservient to one grand object, the establishing herself in the world. For this, hands, lips, and eyes were put to school, and each instructed feature had its rule. Mrs. Stanhope did not find Belinda such a docile pupil as her other nieces, for she had been educated chiefly in the country. She had early been inspired with a taste for domestic pleasures. She was fond of reading, and disposed to conduct herself with prudence and integrity. Her character, however, was yet to be developed by circumstances. Mrs. Stanhope lived at Bath, where she had opportunities of showing her niece off, as she thought, to advantage. But as her health began to decline, she could not go out with her as much as she wished. After manoeuvring with more than her usual art, she succeeded in fastening Belinda upon the fashionable Lady Delacour for the season. Her ladyship was so much pleased by Miss Portman's accomplishments and vivacity as to invite her to spend the winter with her in London. Soon after her arrival in town, Belinda received the following letter from her aunt Stanhope.
Crescent, Bath. After searching every place I could think of, Anne found your bracelet in your dressing table, amongst a heap of odd things which you left behind you to be thrown away. I have sent it to you by a young gentleman who came to Bath, unluckily, the very day you left me, Mr. Clarence Hervey, an acquaintance and great admirer of my Lady Delacour. He is really an uncommonly pleasant young man, is highly connected, and has a fine, independent fortune. Besides, he is a man of wit and gallantry, quite a connoisseur in female grace and beauty, just the man to bring a new face into fashion. So, my dear Belinda, I make it a point. Look well when he is introduced to you, and remember what I have so often told you, that nobody can look well without taking some pains to please. I see, or at least when I went out more than my health will at present permit, I used to see multitudes of silly girls, seemingly all cut out upon the same pattern, who frequented public places day after day and year after year, without any idea farther than that of diverting themselves, or of obtaining transient admiration. How I have pitied and despised the giddy creatures, whilst I have observed them playing off their unmeaning airs, vying with one another in the most obvious and consequently the most ridiculous manner, so as to expose themselves before the very men they would attract, chattering, tittering and flirting, full of the present moment, never reflecting upon the future, quite satisfied if they got a partner at a ball, without ever thinking of a partner for life. I have often asked myself, what is to become of such girls when they grow old or ugly, or when the public eye grows tired of them? If they have large fortunes, it is all very well. They can afford to divert themselves for a season or two without doubt. They are sure to be sought after and followed, not by mere danglers, but by men of suitable views and pretensions. But nothing, to my mind, can be more miserable than the situation of a poor girl, who, after spending not only the interest but the solid capital of her small fortune in dress and frivolous extravagance, fails in her matrimonial expectations, as many do merely from not beginning to speculate in time. She finds herself at 5 or 36, a burden to her friends, destitute of the means of rendering herself independent, for the girls I speak of never think of learning to play cards, de trop in society, yet obliged to hang upon all her acquaintance, who wish her in heaven, because she is unqualified to make the expected return for civilities, having no home. I mean, no establishment, no house, etc., fit for the reception of company of a certain rank. My dearest Belinda, may this never be your case.